Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey there, and welcome to episode number 188 of the She's Building Her Empire podcast. I'm Stacey Tuschel. So excited to talk with you today. We are still in the middle of talking about Facebook Messenger bots. So on Monday, I had episode 187 where we talked about what is a Facebook Messenger bot, why you should care, right? A lot of reasons kind of going behind that. So first of all, the what is Facebook Messenger bots. Think of it almost like an email autoresponder, like an actual sequence that you can set up and have automated. The big why behind it was 80 to 90% of people are opening up your Facebook Messenger bot, okay? So that is why you definitely want to be thinking about it. Now, we talked for about 30 minutes on Monday, so if you want to hear more reasons, definitely go and check out episode number 187. But today we're talking about two ways to do Messenger bots, and then on Friday, we'll do five things that you should not do with Messenger, unless you want people unsubscribing, because trust me, they will, and before they unsubscribe, they will not be too happy with you. So definitely make sure you stick around for Friday. All right, so let's dive into today. If you're ready, let me know who's here. I want to welcome you, have you kind of get ready to really discover how Facebook Messenger bots are going to help transform your business. So we're talking about free ways to do it and paid ways to do it. Now, I know that most of us, all of us, I'm sure, we want to hear the free ways first, right? Who doesn't want to know how to do it for free? And if you're just learning how to do something in any type of marketing, you aren't going to want to come out and immediately jump to the paid version unless you know what you're doing. So most of us, we need to kind of get those tweaks out and figure out what's really working, what's not. What do our people love, right? What is our community really engaged with? And then go from there. So I want you to be testing with the free stuff before we even try to dive into the paid stuff, okay? So there are so many ways to gain subscribers and different kinds of sequences that you can have, okay? But let me ask you this, and this is a really, really big thing that I want you to be thinking about. Why do we want subscribers in the first place? Why do we want to grow our email list? Why do we want to grow our messenger list, okay? Well, we want to grow our list so we have a larger audience to eventually convert into buyers, okay? So if you remember that while you're creating these bots, it's super important that you remember that, because what good is a Facebook Messenger list or bot if you don't have it leading somewhere, right? If your potential buyer isn't being taken to something where they're excited about buying it, then we have to be really cautious of going, why are we wasting our time doing this anyway, right? It needs to lead them somewhere. It needs to take them on this journey. So don't ever forget that when you're creating your list, creating all of that feedback, okay? Hi, ladies. Thank you guys so much for joining. I see Jessica's here, Mo, Julie, Jennifer. So excited. Jen said she just did her first bot yesterday. I'm super excited, Jen. You're going to love it. I just know that there are so many people out there. Yes, I get people that don't love it, but I also get people going, this is so cool. What software are you using? What tool are you using? So I'm so excited to see people actually going out and doing it. So cool. Really excited. All right. So with that said, we're talking about some free strategies, free things that you can do to really make this work. Hi, Debbie. Thanks for joining. All right. So with that said, the biggest thing you need to know with bots is you don't want to talk at somebody, right? You don't want to just keep talking to them, but you actually want to be engaging with them and you want them to engage back, okay? So here are some things that you want to do. And there's actually a real reason we need them to engage back, but overall, it's not a conversation if it's just you talking to somebody. So we need them to want to talk back to us. So with that said, there are some things that you can do. So for instance, you've seen me do some of these things where I say, you know, comment below with the word live if you want to get Facebook notifications of when I go live. Okay, so you can actually tell people to comment. Now, I don't have this one set up with this specific pay or post, so it's not going to work right now. But just to show you in the future, I could go and link this back and say, anybody that puts the word live in a comment, make sure they opt into my Facebook Messenger notifications, okay? We could also say something like, push the button below or click the button below if you want to learn this. Maybe we want to do some market research with our people and we want to say, tell us a little bit about you. I'll use this for myself. Are you brand new to business? Maybe you've been in business a little bit, but you don't have consistent revenue yet. Or you're doing great, but you need to learn how to scale, or you need to learn how to outsource and hire other employees. Click the button below that best describes you. Now I'm kind of having people self-tag themselves, so I can now send them information that really relates to them. So I saw Jen just said she started using them yesterday. How cool would it be for Jen to really find out, like, what's the problem with why people are coming to her? Are their kids having trouble eating vegetables? Is it maybe a little bit about them and their children? What ages are their kids? Like, the possibilities are endless, okay? So I want you to be thinking about what could you ask somebody and what would they click or push, okay? Now, one thing that I want you to understand too is every time they say a word, they comment a word or they click the button, you have the opportunity to automatically respond to them, okay? So when somebody says, oh, I'm brand new to business, I can now go and say, hey, cool, well, congratulations. Like, what a huge step for you to just begin starting your business. Here is my, you know, 10 ways to blah, blah, blah to get started building your empire today. Click here. And now I'm giving them a freebie for them to really get the stuff that they want, right? What if I sent that same freebie to somebody who's been in business 10 years? She's thinking, I don't need a get started checklist, okay? So it's really, really important that we are having people kind of self-select where they should go and what they want to hear from us so that we can really dial into them. Okay, so now with that said, you can have a button go to a website link. So picture, you know, what could that look like? What are your options here? Let's go through some ways because this is really cool how we can do this. So first, you can do a welcome sequence where it asks you, you know, are you in the Facebook group yet? Did you know I have a free Facebook group? Well, click here and join the free group today, okay? So you can be growing your Facebook group. How about a sequence where it gives away a freebie? Now, some people are giving away freebies where they have to send them to an opt-in page and then they make them opt in with their email. Other times, people are just giving the document right in there. So here's where you have to be careful. Some people are going to your Facebook Messenger because they don't want to opt into your email list. So if you just keep making them opt into your email, they're probably going to unsubscribe, okay? So I do want you to be thinking about that. You can have some times where they opt in so that maybe you are growing some of your emails, but understand that sometimes these people are not the email type of people. They're going, I'm in Facebook Messenger on purpose, just give me that stuff, okay? So I have been doing, I would say, a mix of both. Sometimes I'll send them to an opt-in. Sometimes I'll say, hey, here you go, here's your PDF, okay? So that's another way for us to actually do that, give them that freebie. Now, another thing too is something where, hey, do you have questions about my latest program, right? So you're actually saying, you know, click the button below and I'll be here personally answering your questions. Now remember, some people are flat out saying this is a bot. They actually name their bots. They've got a character. Some people don't. You might think it's actually them talking back and forth, but people can realize when you immediately respond, it's probably a bot, okay? So when that happens, you can say things like, and I have my assistants sometimes do this when they reach out. I might say, hey, you know, it's me. This is an automatic post. However, anybody that clicks below or responds back with this comment or question, it will be me personally responding back to you, okay? People like that, they get excited when they know that it is you, okay? So I really don't think Facebook Messenger is all about, yes, automation. Yes, it is, but I also want you to take the opportunity to engage with your community when they are engaging back, right? Start a conversation with them because trust me, like I said on Monday, I had 2 sales just from last week alone that came through Facebook Messenger, okay? Because people can ask questions, they can get feedback, and they love that it's you actually answering your questions. And what's great about ManyChat and Facebook Messenger right now is it's still so small that it's not overwhelming. It's not like I'm in my regular email inbox answering all those questions, right? I'm able to actually respond to them because there's not a gazillion coming in like email, okay? All right, now another one is you can send them directly to a sales page. You could send them to your fan page and ask for more likes or subscribe to your Facebook Live notifications, all of that stuff. There's so many options here to be growing your social media following, your Facebook groups, growing your list, whatever it is, okay? Now, out of all of those things that I just said, so my question for you is, what is one of your biggest priorities right now? Obviously, everybody's priority is to grow eventually into sales, right? Not just grow a list, but why do we want a list so that we can convert? Well, my question for you is, where do you feel you need the most growth? Do you feel like, oh, I would love this to make my Facebook group get bigger? I would love this for my fan page or notes for my email list to grow. What are some things that you're really, really excited about? I would love to hear that. And then I want to ask you this while you're thinking about that. What's the why behind it? Okay, so how will it convert to a sale? Because growing your Facebook group, well, great, that gives you credibility, but is it ever going to sell them into something? Okay, so I want to hear your why. So there are three options I'm going to give you. Number one, growing your visibility. Like your number one thing you need to do right now is you need to get more visible. Number two, you're visible. You just need to convert your buyers and or convert your potential customers into buyers. Number three, you're just looking to scale what's already working. So are you in number one, growing your visibility? Number two, converting to sales. Number three, you're just looking to really scale because everything is working pretty well. Because no matter what stage you're in, this is still really going to work for you, okay? So while those answers are coming in, I'm gonna give you a really big tip that you need to be listening to because this is really, really important. Okay, remember, Facebook is always, their first priority is always, always the user experience, okay? So they are good to us, but they wanna make sure that the users have a better experience. Like they are their first priority. So here's a rule that you have to know with Facebook Messenger that's super, super important. You cannot send out, like blast people out with a link going to your sales page, a promotion, something like that, okay? They don't want us just directly messaging everybody with, hey, go buy my stuff, right? So they actually require your user to have engaged with you within the last 24 hours to ever send them a link to send them anywhere, okay? Does that make sense? So let me explain. This might sound like, oh my goodness, how am I gonna get that to happen? It's actually a lot easier than you think. So here's what you need to do. You can send them something like, hey, Angie, I see that, you know, you might be interested in my new program coming out, and I just wanted to ask if you had any questions about it, or, you know, did you even see the offer that I announced yesterday? Click the button below, and one could say yes, and the other one could say, no, I haven't seen it, like, give me more information. When Angie clicks yes or no, that is engagement, okay? So Facebook is now recognizing, well, Angie wants this information. So when Angie hits yes, I can now say, great, well, here's the information, here's the link, and I'm allowed to blast that link out to people that have clicked the right one of those buttons, okay? So any kind of comment, any kind of click, any talking where she actually types back like, hey, I'm not sure what this is, anything that happens on their end is engagement, all right? So this is a big deal because people get like in Facebook jail where their Facebook accounts get shut down and they can't private message, they can't do ads. This is all stuff you have to be really careful about. So when you break Facebook rules, things like this can happen, okay? So you wanna make sure that you're making people engage to then get them the stuff. So let's say you have 500 subscribers. Well, the good news is the open rate is almost 90%, sometimes even more. So 90% of those people are gonna open it up. Now we have to get them to click one of those buttons or to comment, okay? So you gotta make yourself think, what can I give them to make them want to click, want to engage, okay? This is all stuff you have to be thinking about because we really, truly need them to want to do one of those things or we can't send them our link, okay? All right, let me just peek really quickly at the comments. Yes, so Jen said we need an engagement path prior to an offer, 100%. So, and you wanna be engaging anyway, but think about this. Let's say that Jen opted into mine a couple weeks ago, okay? Well, even though Jen's in there, I can't just blast her and say, hey, Jen, go buy this, right? I have to be constantly engaging her. So one of my tips on Friday, I'll kind of give you a little sneak on this, is you can't just build your list and then not engage with them. You have to constantly be talking to them so that they see your name and they want to open that. They want to click that button, okay? So definitely be thinking about a strategy just like you are with your email marketing, I hope, right? Fingers crossed that you're doing that. I send out emails once a week, okay? So I would wanna make sure with my Facebook Messenger that I'm sending at least once a week as well, all right? So just a great strategy to be thinking about. Everybody's going to be different, so figure out what works best for you, okay? So I saw lots of ones and twos coming in with our comments, so I asked, what's the why behind it? Visibility and then converting to sales. So even if your number one is, I need visibility, okay, great. Well, you're going to need to convert to sales too. So I think no matter what stage you're in, I truly believe that messenger ads, Facebook Messenger bots, ads are coming up in a minute, are going to help grow your business, okay? All right, so now we just talked about some free ways to do it. How do we get to build our list? With those free strategies, you should be able to easily get your first 100 subscribers just by doing some of those really simple basic steps, okay? Now, paid, and again, don't be jumping into paid anything until you've tested and you know what you're doing, right? Just to throw money at something because everybody else is doing it doesn't mean you should be doing it, right? We need to make sure we're not wasting our money either. So what I mean by paid Facebook Messenger is you actually can do Facebook Messenger ads, okay? So this is something definitely newer. You may or may not have seen this already. I'm going to give you some examples because you might not realize that you've actually seen it. I want to show you. All right, so again, you figured out what you're doing. You know how to do this before you move into this area. But one thing you can do is you can actually retarget people. Think about this. You can retarget people that landed on your sales page but didn't buy. So what's really cool about something like this is think of all the people that, you know, they go to your sales page, they look at it, and they're like, okay. Or I'm curious about this or curious about that. How cool would it be for you to retarget just those people and say, hey, I saw you checked out Her Marketing Lab. Did you have any questions or did you need any advice or guidance? Just click this link or, you know, comment below and I'd be more than happy to help. This is going to go right to your Facebook Messenger and I'll be there to personally answer your questions. So my thought was when you have a sales page and people have checked it out, I'll normally do Facebook retargeting ads and maybe I'll do a video. Now I can do one that says, hey, I see you checked it out, but you didn't buy. Do you have any questions? You know, put them below and I will privately message you back right inside your messenger, okay? One of the stats that I shared on Monday was somebody is more likely to buy somebody that has a Facebook Messenger or a chat box than they are having to call the actual number, right? It's so much more work to call. You have to sit on hold possibly, click all these buttons. Facebook Messenger or chat boxes, you get to just type in your question. So if this is something helping people decide to buy, you're gonna want this, okay? Now, another thing you could do, if you have current customers, current people that you're actually serving, right? This is such a cool opportunity for those of you that maybe are thinking about a digital product or a membership site, something like that. Maybe it's a webinar, whatever it is. You can actually message people and let them know things like, hey, how is it going? I know we're 2 weeks in or 3 weeks in. Any questions for me? Because here's the thing, you guys. We're so focused on getting new clients, but we forget how easy it is for somebody to fall off in a product that maybe you're hoping is 90 days, but they're gonna quit in a month, okay? So when you can reach out and ask questions and then have them ask you questions and you answer it, you could really be saving a lot of people, which means you don't have to work as hard trying to always fill, you know, the pipeline and get new people every single time, okay? So that's a really good one. The next one is growing your numbers. So just like Facebook ads, you can grow your email list, right? You can grow your fan page. Well, now people are doing this just to grow their messenger list, right? Because if messenger ads or messenger bots are being opened 90% of the time, then yeah, we want to grow that list, okay? So a couple of things that people are doing, and this one is, I would say, the most common that I've been seeing, is people are just looking for you to comment on whatever it is. And anybody that comments, they're gonna get added to that subscriber list. So this was one of the free suggestions I told you about. So what's cool about this is when you try it for free and you find out which ones are working really well, you can now turn that into a paid ad, okay? So people are asking questions like, you know, which opt-in page do you think converted higher? Type in the answer below and I'll privately message you the answer, okay? I've seen somebody too have different pictures of logos, like which one's your favorite and why? Like why does it pop? Things like that where they can just shout out like A or B or a number. Little answers like that. You're not gonna want somebody to try to respond with a paragraph, okay? We want people to be really quick. Most of these people are just on their phones, all right? Okay, so remember, this is just as important as email. So just like you need to grow that email list, We need to grow our messenger list. Like I said in the beginning, I think all of us need to have at least this goal of starting out, getting your first 100 subscribers. I truly believe this is so much easier than it sounds, okay? I grew mine pretty quickly, and it's because most people are just so intrigued by it. They want to opt in just to see what you're doing, right? So it's a really great way to do it now before they all of a sudden go, oh, I know what this is. I'm not interested, okay? So any questions so far, let me know. I want to make sure I'm not missing anything. Yeah, Brooke said, I like the voice message the best. Yeah, there's so many different ways to be able to do this. You can upload so many different things too inside of Messenger, whether it's pictures, video, all of that can be sent out to your people too. So it's pretty fun. And it's just fun to experiment with this. And maybe some of you don't think that. Maybe you're thinking, no, I would rather just learn how to do this and just kind of cut through the chase. But with something new like this, because we're starting out so early, we really truly are experimenting. That is why Friday, our Facebook Live is going to be so important for you to listen to, because I have 5 things that I'm telling you you cannot do when you get your Facebook messengers starting to happen, okay? Because what happens is when you're doing this brand new and you don't really know what people like yet or what they're expecting, you're gonna get people unsubscribing, and you cannot have that happen, right? We wanna make sure that we're getting people to join, they're loving it, and then they're staying on every week, going through that journey, and then hopefully buying something from you, right? So remember when you set up your email sequences, okay? Now here's what I would tell you. Some of you probably went into whatever it was, ConvertKit, Entreport, MailChimp, and it was really easy and you figured it out and you were good, okay? Those are people that can probably do the messenger bot stuff by themselves, okay? Now, another group of people, and I would say it myself included, are not that tech savvy, and sometimes it's a little bit harder for us to figure it out and we just want somebody to teach us and kind of set it up for us, right? Now, here's what I want to tell you about that. I looked into this right away because I thought, oh, I'll just have somebody pay. I'll pay somebody to do my ManyChat messenger stuff. And I realized it was about $1,000 to $2,000 a month, because this is so popular and there's not a lot of people that teach it. It's really in high demand. So I said, okay, forget it. I'm going to learn it myself. And that's kind of why I wanted to come out and share this with you, because it can get very, very pricey. Okay. So understand that I actually think this is a lot easier than email marketing. I think you'll be able to pick this up a little bit quicker than you did with email, even if it was really hard for you. I don't think you need to go out and hire somebody to actually do it for you. I think you truly can learn how to do this on your own, okay? Now, for those of you that want to dive in deep and actually create your first bot, next week, Tuesday, we're going to be doing a live training where you actually build your bot, walk out of there with it working, set up and running, and I will personally test it out for you, okay? So that training is next week, Tuesday. You can check it out at bit.ly/botbasics. We're going to go through all of the bots we talked about today and actually have them set up and running and working before you go, all right? Now remember, if you're part of her marketing lab, you are not buying this because you get it included in there, all right? So do not purchase it if you have her marketing lab. You will get the link sent out before next week, Tuesday's online training, okay? Now, if you need anything in the meantime or you have any questions about bots that you're hoping I answer before Friday, just comment below and I'll make sure to check this video later and then get you some of the answers on Friday. Again, Friday is all about 5 things you absolutely cannot do, should not do using Messenger. And when you go through, if you already saw Monday and you've got today, after Friday, you're going to be good to go. You're going to be ready to set these up, okay? All right, ladies, thank you so much for joining. I'm hoping you're feeling a little bit better about Messenger. I know I can already tell some of you, you're getting started, you're trying it out. I love it. I'm super excited. Yes, and I hope you guys will be joining me soon on next week's Tuesday's live training. All right, ladies, have a great day, and I'll talk to you guys on Friday at noon Central. Bye, everyone.
Today's podcast is sponsored by The Profit Mastermind, my signature course that helps you launch your online business in just 90 days. Currently, the program is full, but you can get on the wait list and be the first to find out when we're opening the doors again. Check it out at bit.ly/launched in 90. Again, that's bit.ly/launched in 90.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club.
For more free content, videos, and rock solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.